Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mary Detloff with the Department of Natural Resources, their public information officer. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. Saw a headline in the paper today and wanted to get to someone to talk about this. The state planning to shut down some campgrounds, and we wanted to define and make sure people understood what exactly we were talking about. It sounds like 23 locations, 15 in the UP. Why don't you tell us about what we're talking about here?
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to make sure that folks understand this issue, Cheryl. What we're closing down is 23 state forest campgrounds. And I want to be very clear that these are not state parks. These are state forest campgrounds that are located in state forest land, as the name of them would infer. And what they are the rustic or primitive camping sites that we offer to folks who simply just want to pitch a tent near a river or a lake, do a little canoeing or a little kayaking or a little fishing in that river or lake, and just have a more, possibly serene experience than, say, going to one of our state parks, which tend to have a little bit more, amenities, more motorhomes, more pop-up trailers, things like that. The State Forest Campgrounds has offer folks that more just pitch a tent in a more rustic area experience.
Can we assume it we're talking about saving money on this? This is the reason for these closures?
Well, there's two primary reasons for the closures. The first is that part of the funding for our state forest recreation program, which includes these campgrounds, is the general fund money from the state of Michigan. The general fund for this program has been reduced 63% over the last 3 years. So that's a pretty big cut for us to absorb in this program. The second thing is, over the last 10 years, the use of some of these campgrounds has really declined. The campgrounds that we have targeted for closure are really the ones that are underutilized or underperforming, meaning they're not bringing in as much revenue as the revenue we need to put in to maintain them. And then they're all, we made sure that the ones that we chose for closure are located close to other camping opportunities, other state forest campgrounds, or some state parks. So people will still have an opportunity to go to that particular area to camp, but we'll just have to close down, one of the state forest campgrounds and, leave some others open.
In some of the information that I read about this subject, the way that you're selecting them, you're trying to be real careful so that there's not more than about 45 minutes to drive to be at any one of these campsites, and sometimes that amount of time will be less.
Right. I mean, we don't want people to have to drive a great distance to experience another, campsite or campground, especially if gas prices are going to continue to go up this summer, as things are indicating they might. And we also, people say, well, why can't you just raise raise the fees that people pay to go to these? Well, we're already at, the high end of the market for a primitive or rustic campsite at $15 a night. We really don't want to price that campsite any higher than that right now, because we don't want to price people out of going camping.
Well, and that's part of the beauty of it. Michigan has been blessed with so many camping areas. You're just kind of slimming it down at this point. And this has been done before in the state. In 2007, some were closed, and in 2008, and some have been able to be reopened.
Right. I mean, we started a few years ago with 145 of these campgrounds, and these are campgrounds that have been established for decades. I mean, some of these campgrounds have been open since the 20s and 30s. We had 145 a few years ago. We had to cut back, close 12 to, again, absorb another budget cut. And then, this year we're closing 23. So we'll still have 110 of these campgrounds opened around the state. We feel that we're scaling, what we offer based on what people are demand for this type of camping. So we think that, people will still be able to find campgrounds that are open and available in certain areas of the state. They'll still be able to come and enjoy them and, not be overcrowded. We think that, people will still have a good experience at them.
And the cost savings is going to be obviously significant enough to go ahead with mm-hmm. this.
Right. The cost savings will be, that we won't be maintaining a huge system. We'll be maintaining a slightly smaller system and hopefully running it a lot more efficiently.
Is there any job loss that comes with this? That just came to mind, Mary.
No, these campgrounds are unstaffed. They're not like state parks that have a full complement of staff, you know, to work with campers or to help campers with things. The state forest campgrounds are completely unstaffed. You pay basically by filling out a camp card and depositing your money in a pay box that's located at the site. So the people who maintain, do the maintenance at these are state forest fire officers, in fact. So when they're not off fighting a forest fire, they're maintaining the state forest campgrounds is how that program operates.
And what will happen to the ones that are closing? They're a primitive campground, as you've described. What happens to them? Do they just kind of revert, or is someone keep an eye on them?
What will happen is we will decommission them, meaning we'll basically remove the picnic tables, the fire rings, we'll cap the wells, we'll cap the pit toilet. You know, that process will probably take a year or two for us to completely get through that. Then we will continue to manage the property. It just won't be available for camping. If there's water access at some of these, which many of them have water access, be it a place to launch your canoe or your kayak or a place you can go fishing with your kids, that will all still remain open to the public. The public will be able to come in, launch a kayak or a canoe on a river or a lake. They just won't be able to camp there. Eventually, you know, we'll probably open them up to what's called dispersed camping, which basically means there's absolute amenities there for you. There will be no fire ring. There will be no pit toilet. I mean, if you really want to really rough it, then those will be the places for you to go.
Oh, that was my next question. Is there a possibility of reopening in some form? And the answer is, yep, kinda.
Well, yep, kind of, but they won't be reopened as regular state forest campgrounds.
Well, very good. Mary, I can't thank you enough for clarifying that for us. Like I said, you said earlier, a lot of people mistake this and think, oh, they're closing state parks. So I'm glad we were able to get the proper information out there.
Right. We are very aware of how important our state parks are, the people of Michigan. And, you know, other states have been closing their state parks because of budget cuts. And here in Michigan, we've done everything to keep them open because we're very, you know, cognizant of the fact that a lot of communities rely very heavily on the state park to bring tourism to their area.
Well, very good. I appreciate your time this evening to help us walk through this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Very good. We've been speaking with Mary Detloff, who is the Public Information Officer for the Department of Natural Resources. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.